You submitted a card late, you need to get it in right now because this is the last of public comment on non-agenda items. Okay, would the speakers please come up? Okay, please identify yourself.
My name is Sherry, and I have the kids in the Oakland Public School. And I'm, you know, very disturbed by the situation of Rodney Brown. He was killed by one of y'all staff members, the police, and we need more teachers. We need to get them out of the schools, period, point blank.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Lori Davis. I'm here to let y'all know that we are not going to stop until these officers get fired.
Woo!
All of you are acting like it's okay for Bat and Beluso to kill my child. And it's not. My son's blood is on all your hands. My son's blood is on all your hands and souls. I don't know what God y'all believe in, but my God's gonna make sure that my child gets justice. You know, so you better start praying, because it's not just you. Because when God knows that certain people are allowing this to happen, that he will get you and your families for doing him wrong. Not just my child, anyone who's gotten murdered. So you need to do something and get Bat and Beluso out of the schools, because we're not going to stop at all. You know, so you need to get them out of here.
Thank you very much. Next speaker.
Good evening. My name is Jeremy Miller. I'm co-director of Education on Incarceration, the Heber Stelly Foundation. You may remember the first name because Education on Incarceration several years ago was instrumental in returning local control to Oakland schools, and at that point we worked with y'all. However, we find that the justification of the assassination of a young black man, Raheem Brown Jr., by Oakland school police is not something we can get behind, not something we can support, and so we find ourselves in opposition to you. And as regards this matter, let me be clear. In the eyes of people, Jonathan Beluso and Raheem Bhatt are accused of violating California State Laws 187 and 188 of homicide with malice. They are accused of violating Raheem Brown Jr.'s right to life and habeas corpus under the 5th and 14th Amendments of the Constitution. We hold Vivian Peter Sarna liable for the behavior of subordinate officers pursuant to Brandon versus Holt. Owen versus City of Independence makes it clear that this board's municipal body is not immune to being held liable for this. And finally, we hold General Counsel Jacqueline Minor in violation of Rule 3200 of the California Code of Professional Conduct. And as such, we direct this to you, Tony Smith, Superintendent of Schools. We are seeking the immediate termination of Chief Peter Sarna, Officer Jonathan Beluso, Officer President Gary Vee as president of this board and chief of the Ethics Council for the Oakland School District. Thank you very much. Thank you.
My name is Shane. I teach for OUSD. I completely support 100% what each and every speaker has just said. I actually have an interesting story. It is alleged that the trigger man, Beluso, before worked for OPD, he had a long history of brutality and shootings. So I wonder, I was like, well, what was the process of, you know, hiring this man after he was released from OPD? Because when I got a job for OUSD, I was kept from going to work for over a month, even though Oakland High had said that I could come to work for them and fill in for a woman out of maternity. And he pored over my application as if I was some common criminal. I kept calling, and the staff, the administration of Oakland High said, and I was wondering, I was like, why can't I go to work? Like, you know, here's this class that hasn't had a full-time teacher since November. Mind you, it was English class, AP English, right? And then, you know, you think an AP English class would be important to have a full-time teacher in the classroom. Because I guarantee you that only 3 or 4 of them took the AP test and got AP credit. So here they are, they didn't have a teacher for since November. I could have started in the classroom in March. And you kept me from going to work for over a month. But my question is, did you pore over Officer Belusa's application?
Obviously not.
This was, clearly, I know it's a little tough because in the state of California, these sorry pigs have a lot of protection. But you should have looked into that man's application before you went and put him on your staff. All right? And I also talked to him because you're so pathetic, you actually had him outside patrolling before one of the school board meetings.
Yes.
Now this was after that Lori and her family had came here for over a month, right? And talked to y'all. And here they are, I come over here, here they are patrolling outside the school board meeting. So I talked to them, I went up to them, would you care to respond to what happened outside on Joaquin Miller Road that night? And he said, I don't know. And I said, well, you were the trigger man, yes? He said, I don't know. And his partner said the same thing. These are pathetic people that you hired to patrol kids. Fire those two officers and get rid of the school police.
That's right.
And you're back to hiring us.
That's for the record. My name is Veronica Abina, and I have one question to you, Mr. Tony Smith. You're laying off teachers. You're cutting a whole bunch of school programs that are absolutely needed for the community, but you can afford to put these killer cops in a position. What's going on here? When I was in school, we had security officers. Now it's moved to the police. And the problem is really not in the schools. It's out on the streets. If you want to tackle that problem, then so be it. But don't do it with my tax dollars.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. I'm looking at each and every individual standing in front of me, sitting in front of me, while we stand and we fight for justice. Because each and every one of you has a choice to make. If you came on to the school board to fight for these kids, you demilitarize these campuses. You demilitarize, because the answer is not in militarizing our youth by getting them killed outside the campus, inside the campus, metal detectors, or what have you. So each and every one of you, black, white, Asian, brown, I don't care what color you are, but if you fight for us and you fight for us, you make a stand right now. Because our kids do not deserve this type of treatment. Would you treat our kids like that if we lived in Black Hawk? This is a class question. Obviously, we are black and brown for the most part, but lower class, all of us. So we have to change things right here. Each and every one of you, black, white, brown, Asian, what have you, make a choice right now. Get these cops off our campus. Because if these people were really heroes, they'd be more willing to die than to kill.
Good evening. My name is Misha Monkrey-Lissavi. I'm the director of Idris Kelly Foundation and co-director of Education Not Incarceration with Mr. Jeremy Miller. I'm also a San Francisco City Commissioner on the Marijuana Offenses Overview Committee. I am here to address the obscene death of a 19-year-old youth on college campus, on school campus. Okay? Respectfully, you know, I'm an insider too, okay? As public servants, we are liable to address and redress whenever our kids are criminalized because there is a lack of jobs, lack of health care for babies raising babies, lack of subsidies, their parents on a foreclosure. We're talking about the plantation, and you know it very well. This is a contemporary plantation, and this is still a police department that functions within the grand tradition of the slave catchers, okay, that were hired fresh out of the boat, famished Irish people, hired for pennies to hunt and kill. Slaves were running for their freedom. What is different now? Post-racial era, okay, It is a responsibility as public servants to redress what has been done, to make sure that Belusa is off the force, better off the force, and that you do the right thing.
Thank you very much.
As you can see, you already have your board members leaving.
Would you please introduce yourself?
My name is Jaqui, Warrior Man. I'm a Danaean and Danaean. I'm also white. Does that mean anything? No. My color of blood is red. It's like every single one in this room. But you already have your people leaving. Why is that? Why is that? Well, I have a question for you to answer, for you to show who you are to all of us. Is this not to teach education to children? Well, that's right. You guys don't have the answer. Because if you did have the answer, you would know how to answer that question without looking at me, without a smile on your face, without having every single one of us here right now for the same thing. Justice for Rodney Brown. And justice for every single one of us. Every day we out there. Ain't none of these cops. You ain't out there for our families. Well, I'll see you anywhere, bro. I'll see you anywhere. Because every day I stop motherfuckers from getting their purse snatched from motherfuckers losing their mind out there because I carry titty on the medicine of my ancestors as the people that first here. Because none of you get the real education. None of you really know what's going on out there. And none of you really care about us kids. Because if you really, then you would know how to answer this question. And you know how to chill my ass down. But none of you ever did anything for me. And I'm just trying to put that down your neck so you actually start to care. So you actually start to exercise that. So you actually know how to answer the question. Where is your heart when you see blood?
Justice for Rahi Brown!
I can't hear myself. My name is Jabari Shaw. I'm a member of the Black Riders Liberation Party. I'm a member of the Black Student Union at Laney College. And I'm a member of UMA, United in Making Mature Adults. And that's what we need to be making in these schools, mature adults. We don't need to make a police state for our children. The officer that was accused, that we think that killed Raheem Brown, I seen him in my son's school. Demani, come here. And actually, I seen Tony Smith, right? Dr. Tony Smith. I seen you at the same school with my son. The same school that this officer was at on that killed a 19-year-old, 20-year-old man was at my 6-year-old school. We have a problem with that. We definitely have a problem with that. Man, we need counselors. We need advisors. We need students that can help students in schools. We don't need police in our schools.
What?
They make our kids lose the interest in education. My kids, when they see the police run past, they run in the house. Daddy, daddy, the police! The police! They gonna shoot us in the back just like Oscar Grant. Or can they shoot us in the face like they did Raheem Brown?
I know.
And to say that the man had a screwdriver and tried to stab him is absurd as the brother Kenneth Harden shooting himself in the face twice in San Francisco. It's crazy for an officer to get fired from the Oakland Police Department and get hired with the Oakland Unified School District. It's crazy that we can allow this to happen on our watch. We can't, I know, man. Our superintendent is like a movie star, man. He's a good guy, man, I like it. But I don't like the things that's happening in our school. I don't like to send my son to school and knowing that he's threatened with officers being armed every day. I don't like the thought that they cutting out ethnic studies and giving us gay studies. And I have no problem with the gay community. But I think it's important for us to know about us and our history. This is like the brother Raheem Brown. He went to Muslim and he started understanding and learning his own culture. He took care of his family. So for this officer to take him, it's taking somebody from our community, man. Somebody like Brother John.
They used to feed the people in East Oakland, man. It's just like the same thing. So we look at this, we look at pollution as being a criminal. That's allowed to continue to work, to continue to terrorize our youth and our children, man, every day. And we cannot have this no more. Not on our watch. And he found out a speaker's the thing, and he won't be long.
Okay, thank you.
Well, just for Rahim Brown.
Say,
I don't want to be scared of the police when I'm going to school.
I won't be scared of the police.
To go to school. I'm looking for y'all to help me out. Or I could be the next Rahim Brown. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
No, there's more cards.
We're on item J.
Hey, there's more speaker cards in this bin right here. So why don't you put more in? So I think you should guys take a look at that before you continue on to your next agenda item.
Thank you.
Yeah. we have two additional cards.
Okay.
On non-agenda items.
Okay.
Would
the people in the back who have spoken, I'm sorry, please sit down. We cannot have people standing in the back. So if you are in the room, you need to be seated.
And David McCormick.
Okay, are those two people here?
When comes time, you gonna pull that gun out on us?
Coward.
Gonna kill us?
Coward.
Are we not as much of a person as you?
Black.
Are you not a person anymore when you have a badge on?
If we have no other speaker cards, we'll move on to the next. If we have the speakers are not present,
say the
we'll
names
move
again.
On to the next item. Item J, report of regular board members.
Jabari Shaw.
Just spoke.
Okay, thank you.
What's the second name?
We are ready for the report of the regular board members.
What was the second name?
Hello?
We got a question for you.
Give out the second name, please.
Damian Carmen.
Okay, thank you. Report item J, report of the regular board members. Mr. Director Katsushiba?
I have no report.
Okay. Director Spearman.
Thank you, Director Yee. I have a couple of things that I want to speak about. On September the 10th, 2011 at the Alameda County Fairgrounds at Bernal Green from 10 to 6 p.m. there will be a Castlemont High School 2011 reunion picnic. This is for all the
this is real serious business,
right.
Director. You gonna shoot us?
Revolution has come.
Off the pitch!
Stop the pitch of the gun!
Off the pitch! off the pitch.
It's time to pick up the guys.
Off the pitch.
The revolution has come.
Off the pitch.
It's time to pick up the guys.
Off the pitch.